A mission agency responds to the troubles plaguing Haiti. Christians targeted in a deadly Indonesian market bombing. And pastors in France see a fresh vision. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti tops our news today. The country is plagued by political and criminal violence, delaying presidential elections four times. Warren Hardig is with Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International. He says the unrest raised security issues that they're addressing.
We're trying to avoid Port-au-Prince as much as possible. We may go to a nearby country such as Dominican Republic and fly directly in. We're trying to be very discreet and keep people out of harm's way and to not do anything that would add to the political condition there or the unrest.
Hardig says overall their work hasn't been hampered much by the unrest. However,
our folks that have ministry in Port-au-Prince, yes, it's been hampered because they can't really do all that they want to. As far as the Ministry of Information and the short-term teams, we've had some cutback. But basically, I would say we're still going ahead at over 95%.
Next, eight died from a December 31st marketplace bomb blast in Palu, Indonesia, says Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Authorities say two shrapnel bombs were placed in key areas meant to target a specific group of people.
So it's well known that the market was a Christian market where Christians would go, they would shop, they would buy. And so the bombing was generally acknowledged. It was the action of Muslim militants against believers on New Year's Eve.
The attack has been widely condemned by Indonesian authorities and arrests have been made. Penner says even with the threat of terrorism, the indigenous church won't be intimidated.
Christians are continuing to move forward. They're continuing to try to reach their neighbors for Christ. But they're running into an awful lot of resistance. I haven't seen anything that would tell me that they're being less eager to share the gospel. I think they're just trying to continue on with business as usual, the business of carrying out the work of the kingdom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Equipping, training, encouraging. That's what Global Advance is preparing to do as they launch this year's round of frontline shepherds conferences in Paris, France next week. While radical issues and hopelessness fuel tensions in Europe, Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance says that the gospel speaks clearly to both issues, and they're helping pastors be that voice of hope.
There are courageous pastors throughout Europe, mostly minority pastors who are not European by background, who are courageously holding the line and endeavoring to win people for Jesus Christ.
Shibley says those pastors need encouragement and training, especially now.
I believe they are truly frontline shepherds. They're living in a culture that has been drenched both in the rationalism that has been prevalent in Europe for so long, as well as now a radical form of Islam that is vying for the allegiance of many people.
Meanwhile, ION Network Czech Republic is celebrating a decade of ministry. Evangelism is prevalent, along with the opportunity for leaders to study the word in a number of cities in North Africa with very positive responses. There's also a growing openness toward the Bible and other Christian literature in the region. Dr. Ray Harrison's book, Situation Psalms, has been translated into Arabic and 7,000 copies printed. Pray that it will bring encouragement and inspiration to the readers. And Africa Inland Mission has a way for you to join the Great Commission cause cross-culturally without leaving the comfort of your own home. They call it the Adopt a People Program. It's a prayer program, praying daily for a people group until a viable, maturing church has been established. It's great for a family, Bible study, prayer group, or other small group. AIM will provide you with specific information to help you pray effectively for a group's salvation. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.